Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. In a world full of cyber threats, we're here to help you stay informed, stay proactive, and don't be a sitting duck to cybercrime. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome. It's Friday, January 24th, 2025, and today we're diving into three fascinating cybersecurity stories that will leave you shaking your head and maybe double-checking your own security measures. I'm Lee Kefford. Let's get started. Let's start with a story that caused a stir in Australia today. A threat actor going by the name Lord Abe recently claimed to have stolen over 12 million customer records from JB Hi-Fi, one of the country's leading electronics retailer. But here's the twist. It turns out this claim was false. Investigators found that the sample data provided by the hacker wasn't from JB Hi-Fi at all. In fact, it was identical to information from a previous breach involving Dimix, a completely different company. This highlights how easy it is for bad actors to recycle old breach data and stir up fear. For businesses, the takeaway is clear. Always verify breach claims before taking action or making public statements. False information spreads fast, and jumping the gun can damage your reputation unnecessarily. Next up, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, or HPE, is in the spotlight. A hacker named Intel Broker claimed to have stolen sensitive data from HPE's systems. This includes like source codes for their products, private GitHub repositories, and even digital certificates. Here's the good news. HPE is on top of it. They've activated their cyber response protocols, disabled credentials that might have been compromised, and are investigating the claim thoroughly. As of now, there is no evidence that customer data has been accessed. This story is a good reminder for all businesses. Make sure your cybersecurity protocols are ready to kick in at a moment's notice. Quick action can make all the difference in containing a potential breach. Let's talk about one of the strangest stories I've seen in a while. With TikToks recently removed from the US app stores due to legal concerns, some eBay sellers are cashing in by listing used smartphones with TikTok pre-installed. And get this, some of these phones are selling for tens of thousands of dollars, with one listing even hitting $50,000. But here's the problem. Buying one of these phones is a terrible idea. First, there's no guarantee that the phone or app hasn't been tampered with. You could be buying malware in disguise. Second, there's a high likelihood of scams. You might not even get what you paid for. And third, TikTok could easily return to app stores, making these purchases completely pointless. For consumers, the lesson is simple. Don't fall for the hype. Stay patient. Stay cautious, and don't spend ridiculous amounts of money on something that could put your data at risk. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can read the show notes and links at sittingduck.com.au. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your host, Lee Kefford. Stay safe online, and thank you for listening.